WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
We want to welcome into the WNRN studios this morning, Jason Pollock. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Ann. Good morning, everybody.
I first kind of encountered the name of this group when you guys were kind of playing out different restaurants. Maya comes to mind, actually, that you played there and probably still continue to play there. But when did you all come together and give yourself this name, obviously having something to do with you?
Well, yeah, that's the easiest explanation. We came together last year, sometime in the spring, late winter, February, something like that. You know, I've been doing the music on my own, doing recording in my basement, and wanted to start playing out and getting back on the stage, and so started looking for musicians in town, and found Nathan West, who plays the drums, and David Bartok, who plays the bass, and initially Landon Fishburne, who was playing lead guitar, and so we started playing and had our first show at what used to be Saks in Belmont, what's now Bel Rio. And now Ian Lawler has taken over on the lead guitar.
Any relation to Joe Lawler?
No, different spelling. No
oh, okay.
Relation, but yeah.
Okay, well, I had to ask.
Similar.
Yeah, well, the guitar thing just made it ring. So you said earlier when we were kind of setting up that you guys put out an initial CD, and this is your second one?
Yes. The first one was called Last Tender Leaves, and that came out in May. And so this one, Pardon the Witches, is our second one, and we're working on the third one now.
So you're quite prolific.
Quite.
So do you do most of the songwriting, or is this a group effort?
I do the songwriting. That's kind of been my job, and it's what I do. That's how I pass my time. That's my life, and so I'm the songwriter.
Jason Pollock is my guest this morning, and the Pollocks are going to have a CD release party tomorrow night at the Gravity Lounge. Well, how about if you give us a song to start us off this morning?
Absolutely. The song's called A Quiet Room. I suffered for your love. Now I suffer like a lonesome dove. I set aside my dreams, made believe they weren't what they seemed. The heart's a bitter truth. It opens up out of the blue. One's in love and one's alone. It's the same everywhere one goes. Don't tell me the rules, I know them by heart. Let me walk away before I fall apart. There's nothing else I can do but try to find a quiet room and sit and wait for memories of you and picture your face feeling this pain too and wonder if you found someone hope that this bottle works soon. It's easier to swallow than the truth. Easier than memories of you. Easier to swallow than the truth. Easier than memories of you. Memories of you. Now the world's a foreign place, and it's all my fault, so I hide my face. I crawl inside my days. By the looks of my bed, the tears are here to stay. I stare down the nights, reading books that know I've got no life. One's in love and one's alone, it's the same everywhere one goes. Don't tell me the rules, I know them by heart. Let me walk away before I fall apart. There's nothing else I can do but try to find a quiet room and sit and wait for memories of you and picture your face feeling this pain too and wonder if you found someone. Easier than memories of you. Easier to swallow than the truth. Easier than memories of you.
WNRN. Jason Pollock is my guest this morning, and the Pollocks are having their CD release party tomorrow night at the Gravity Lounge. And also, Hill and Wood are going to be there. Or is it The Hill and Wood?
The Hill and Wood.
And
the funeral home.
Are these friends of yours?
I hope they soon will be. I know them through email.
Oh, okay.
And I hear they're an excellent band. I have not met them, have not seen them play, but by word of mouth, I heard they were a great band, so asked them to play with us.
Oh, that's cool. So let's talk a little bit about your writing. I just can't stop, even here in this studio session, kind of thinking in my mind about how, and this is a compliment, how your kind of vocal styles and maybe even kind of the cadence of the way you write and sing remind me a lot of way, it, you know, of the Byrds. I just can't stop making the comparison. So is this an influence of yours, or what are your influences?
Well, I would say definitely I listened to them a lot growing up. You know, like a lot of people, I'm a product of my parents' music when I was growing up. So my parents had a lot of music in the house from the 60s and 70s. And definitely a lot of the Byrds was going on, a lot of Neil Young, a lot of the Beatles, the Stones, Tom Petty, David Bowie, you know, anything Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, anything that that they were listening to, and also, you know, anything you can think of we had in the house. So I've had a lot of exposure to music, and we didn't have a TV growing up, so it was all about music.
Indeed. Well, when did you start, you know, writing songs? Was it something you did as a kid, or is this something more that came later?
I started writing when I was probably, I'd say, 19 or 20, when I started to learn the guitar, and I started writing pretty quickly after learning to play. I wasn't so much interested in playing other people's songs for me, it was all about the creation. So very quickly I got into, you know, writing the basic chord changes and coming up with melodies.
So when did you start playing out?
Within a year, I'd say, I don't know, 19, 20, something like that. So with my first band. And
what was their name?
7 Mary 3. And so we got together in college and, you know, very quickly started playing out and very quickly started writing material together.
So how long have you been in the Charlottesville area?
I grew up here. I'm born and raised. I'm a native, and I've left and gone to other places and lived in, you know, many different places, but I came back here around the turn of the century. That's nice to say. The turn of the century. So I've been here almost 10 years, yeah.
Well, we're going to play something from this second Pollux album up next. Why don't you tell us, since I don't have the liner notes here, about the name of this song, track 3, and a little bit maybe about it to help kind of set it up.
This song's called I Have Lost Touch with the World, and has some beautiful backing vocals by Mary Lynn, and it's a song about coming to the end of a relationship and disillusionment.
Jason Pollock is my guest this morning. The Pollocks will have their CD release party for this new CD tomorrow at the Gravity Lounge. This is the Pollocks on WNRN.
Thank you.
WNRN. With the Pollocks on WNRN, I have Jason Pollock in the WNRN studios right now. We're going to be talking with him in just a bit. Jason, so tell us a little bit about this CD release party. Are you going to have some special guests?
Well, yes, we are.
And who might they be?
A very good friend of mine and a beautiful singer, Terry Allard, is going to be singing with us. Very honored to have her sharing the stage with us. So she'll be there, as well as another good friend of mine from Eddie from Ohio, Mike Clem, is going to be playing and singing with us as well. And we'll have some other special guests who may or may not appear. So hopefully they will.
Well, actually, that's great. Also, as we mentioned earlier, The Hill and Wood will be at, they'll be opening the CD release party, and all this takes place 8 o'clock tomorrow. You've got this band put together, and how often do you play out? You know, is it a weekly thing? Do you have a couple gigs a month? Is it, you know, you're touring regionally? What's going on with that?
As of yet, we only play in Charlottesville, so we try to play a couple times a month. Sometimes it's only once a month, but we've played very frequently at Maya. We're usually there once a month, like the third Friday every month, I think. You can find us there. But yeah, once or twice a month, that's kind of a happy medium.
And when, since you're, you know, writing prolifically, when you bring a song to the band, do they kind of flesh out their parts, or do you have ideas for them that you ask them to follow through on? How does that work?
It's a little bit of both. This CD that we'll be supporting with the show tomorrow, Pardon the Witches, and the first one we put out, Last Tender Leaves, I've recorded everything myself. So the band, and playing the music live, you know, puts their own style to it, as well as listening to what I did before. So it's kind of a mélange of the two. But for the third one that we recorded as a band, they're definitely putting their own parts to it, and you know, I'm putting my two cents in, and so it's more of a cooperative effort.
So you multi-tracked this most recent album?
Yes.
Well, that's kind of cool. How long did it take you to put that together?
I don't remember. I think it was probably like 7 or 8 months, something like that. I did both albums at the same time. So Last Tender Leaves and Pardon the Witches, I recorded all the songs at once, and I didn't really know what was going to happen. I was just doing it to get the material down on the tape, because I have so many songs, I figured it was time to start doing something, and I didn't know many musicians, so I just started to put it down, and you know, in my spare time, and it gradually grew into these two records. So it took a fair amount of time, but I wasn't always doing it. It was kind of an on again, off again thing.
So in terms of a kind of energy, is it a similar energy when we're going to hear these songs live tomorrow night compared to what you did in a kind of a multi-track environment?
I think it's completely different, because I was by myself, and you know, you get a completely different feel to the music when you're doing it all yourself, as opposed to having a group of people in a room adding their own personalities. And you know, the live feel of a band is something you can't duplicate yourself. So that's, the live show is, you know, has much more energy, much more presence to it.
Excellent. Well, how about if we have one more live song from you this morning?
Absolutely. This song is called Country.
This is Jason Pollock. He and his band are going to be at the Gravity Lounge tomorrow night for a CD release party.
Come from nothing, shirt and shoes. Now your hands know what to choose. Come from nothing, gotta move. Now your feet know what to do. Come from nothing, rise at dawn. Fill the kettle, put it on. Come from nothing, dollar bills. Got you climbing up a hill. flowers stretch and fields roll. Lover's eye, the grapevine grove. Father's pride, mother's pain. Virgin wonder, soldier's shame. Voices call from the walls. Left behind on family farms. Put your hand upon your chest. Say a prayer for the country. Come for nothing, back to sleep. Fight the cold and beat the heat. Come for nothing, kick and scream. Find your laughter in your dream. Flowers stretch and fields are row. Oh, lover's eye, the grapevine grove. Father's pride, mother's pain. Virgin wonder, soldier's shame. Voices call from the walls. Left behind on family farms. Put your hand upon your chest. Say a prayer for the country. Like the rain, drops of moonshine in your veins. Come for nothing like the dirt. That's a place when nothing hurts. Come for nothing, now you know. Here it comes, there it goes. Come for nothing by the sun, making all the colors run. Flowers stretch and fields a row. Lover's eye, the grapevine grow. Father's pride, mother's pain. Virgin wonder, soldier's shame. Voices call from the walls. Left behind on family farms. Put your hand upon your chest. Say a prayer.
WNRN, Jason Pollock in the WNRN studios. Tomorrow night, it's the full band, the Pollocks, doing their CD release party along with The Hill and Wood. And everything starts there at 8 o'clock tomorrow. And we're going to have a pair of tickets to that show in just a minute. Well, Jason, thank you so much for coming in this morning and playing live in the WNRN studios and talking about the new project. And when do you expect this third CD to be out?
I expect we'll put it out sometime in the late fall, something like that.
All right. Well, come back and see us when you do that, when that's ready to go. It'll be fun to see how this CD, did, and also to hear more music from the new one as well.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks, Jason.